Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Berigman. And we've got a fine show. Chris Cox, Bikers for Trump, you've heard of them. He's going to be here. He's going to talk, I'm sure, about Trump 2024. I want to ask him just his feelings and everything that happened and his perspective on you know, how this last election went and how he thinks things will be different in the future. And, you know, what's he going to tell Grandma Jones sitting on her couch? Why am I supporting this when everything was stolen from me? I'd like to see what he has to say about that. I think it'll be important. Wayne Elliott will be joining us also later. Of course, a great health advocate from the Great White North. And I have a question for you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to call in and give me your answer. We're going to do news. Uncle Kevin's here also. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's another great day in America. And, you know, I've had a lot of days off. And I'm more tired with those days off than I am right now, you know?
Well, why is that? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, why'd you bring it up? Okay, let's move on.
I
got a question. I got to get to the question. The number is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Here's the question. And I want to get your response. Please call in. What would you do? You go to an elevator in a building and the door opens again. You go to get on the elevator. You're not wearing a mask and somebody says, since you don't have a mask on, you need to wait for the next elevator. What would you do in that situation? Excuse me. I would like to get your response, and I'll tell you what happened and the result of it. I want to see what you have to say. So I'll wait to tell the story. Give a call. Let's hear your opinion. What would you do in that situation? Some important news stories we'll go over, and then we'll get to the story and the guests a little later. Troops will never leave. They're there to prop up the regime. If I were to tell you that quote, if I were to tell you that 5 years ago, you would have thought that someone was talking about someone in Africa or Asia or, you know, I don't know where. EBF Egypt.
China.
China. That was a quote from Tucker Carlson about Washington, D.C. and about the Democrats right now. Troops will never leave. They're there to prop up the regime. That's a very daunting story. It's a very daunting quote.
Maybe we get those bikers for Trump to get rid of those troops down in Washington. That'd be a big help.
Well, that's another question. I got to write that down. Make sure I ask him that question. That's a good question.
Yeah.
YouTube deletes Trump CPAC speech. You need another sign that YouTube is not your friend and it's part of a conglomerate to censor you. YouTube deleted the Trump CPAC speech, which was a good speech, at least the part I saw. I'm getting tired of hearing the same old thing. I am. I don't know your feelings, Kev.
Same thing. I watched about 2 minutes of it. It was the same rhetoric that we've heard for 4 years. I couldn't listen to it anymore.
Rhetoric, what, like what? Like
I want to hear something new. I want to hear a new plan. I want to hear which way we're going. I want to hear it all. I want to hear what happened when he was in the office. Why didn't he declare martial law? That's what I want to hear. What happened? That's what I.
Well, Nancy Pelosi certainly always an opportunist. She yesterday there was, I don't know what the deal was. Supposedly there was going to be a threat on the Capitol. They keep talking about it's like invisible enemy. Remember Catherine Austin Fitz? What is the greatest weapon of a totalitarian regime? The greatest weapon is an invisible enemy. That's why the virus, quote unquote virus, is amazing. It's invisible. Well, you might have the virus. Prove you don't. Oh my, how you prove a negative? It's impossible. Anyway, call for more troops around Washington and voting was canceled in the House because, well, there's a threat on the Capitol. There's God knows how many troops. What are you talking about? China's going to invade? What are you talking about? She's saying, I mean, I gather she's talking about Americans, you know, conservative Americans. They're the problem. And that's what this whole infrastructure has been created for. They're the problem. They're going to storm the Capitol again, and oh my gosh, they're going to hurt somebody. We need more troops. What are you talking about? The whole place is full of troops. I don't know.
Fenced up, locked down.
Dr. Seuss. You ever read a Dr. Seuss book?
Mm-hmm. It's totally un-American.
Well, that's what eBay says. I thought eBay was one of the last bastions of decent marketplaces that you could actually sell and buy things and have some semblance of moral high ground when you did it. eBay
Not
has banned
anymore.
Dr. Seuss books. eBay has banned Dr. Seuss books. You know, like The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I don't think they banned that one. I don't... because it's about white supremacy. Because the books are about white supremacy. I guess Cindy Lou Who is not dark enough to... her skin isn't dark enough or something. I don't
be.
Know.
Yeah, must be something. I don't get it. It's crazy.
Well, this is
and
like
getting
book burning.
Crazier.
This is book burning. This is, you know, Hitler burned books, Russia,
yeah,
you know, many people have burned books. China, certainly. Yeah. Todd, did you say that over the air or did you? Todd's saying things in my ear like I'm supposed to make sense of this. He said, you can't have green eggs and ham without brown eggs and ham, without black eggs and ham. So I guess green eggs and ham is racially insensitive to somebody.
Racist.
I guess that, it's racist. It's about white supremacy. The green eggs and ham are about white supremacy.
Yeah, they're green.
Yeah, they're divisive. They're green. You know, mm-hmm. How do you think the other colors feel?
They're green.
Feel?
They're different.
Yeah, how do you think the other colors
gotta
feel?
Gotta include them.
The election, new election reform law, I whatever you want to call it, I don't know, is gone through. I think the House
commie law.
Yeah, it's gone through the House and now going to Senate, or vice versa. I think the House and now it's going to the Senate. Basically, it's going to make what happened in 2020 standard MO. It's going to be the MO of American elections from now on. It's going to be the complete MO. The amnesty bill, quote-unquote amnesty. The Biden administration wants you to believe that 11 million, the Biden regime wants you to believe that this is going to give a pathway to citizenship for 11 million illegals. The immigration watchdog groups have said that this is a pathway to about 40 million, not 11 million. And I would argue it's probably even more
40
than that.
To 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40 to 60 million probably.
Yeah, I say it's north of 40. That's from what I know.
Yeah.
But I'm not an expert, but just my opinion. They say it's almost 40. They are an expert. 40 million. You're going to add 40 million people to your country. Voting, the whole deal.
Yeah.
China
jobs,
makes,
jobs.
You know who wins in that scenario? The corporations win because now they have cheap labor.
Not the American people. Not
right.
Yeah,
American
not
people.
The not the American taxpayer. That's for sure.
China makes anal swabs pretty much mandatory for all visitors. Anal swabs mandatory. You're going to get
saw
in the country.
I saw that.
Israel, and I'm going to word this a certain way. Because I'm not quite sure. I don't want to say it the other way. Israel is restricting those free from experimental vaccines. So those who have kept their bodies clean and free of these experimental vaccines are now being restricted in Israel at an alarming, alarming rate. Grocery stores, movie theaters, the whole nine yards. You know, it's not nationwide yet, but it's regional. It's continuing. It's going. How would you like to not be able to go to the grocery store because you would not roll up your sleeve for an experimental genetic shot, bio agent? How would you like that?
That would not be good. And I saw Benjamin Netanyahu take a fake shot on TV Well, who knows?
I just had this discussion. I was talking to Al this morning. He was asking me about pictures. Who knows what in these pictures? Who knows what they're editing, not editing? I mean, it's hard to even trust these things anymore. I don't even know. There's no way to know. There's no way to know.
And some of them have the tip on the some of them still have the tip on the needle. You know, they're doing a long shot, but when you zoom in on it, you can see the tip is still on the needle when they fake jabbed it in their arm. Crazy.
Digital passports.
Are they doing that on purpose? They must.
I'm not disagreeing with you. All I'm saying, the way video technology is, you don't know what's real or not real anymore. That's all I'm saying. So if we sit here and say that Benjamin Netanyahu didn't take a shot, and then it was all disinformation to make me or you look bad for saying that. You see, that's how part of this work. That's how elaborate this scheme and how they work is they'll put out a picture like that. And in the picture, it appears that he didn't get a shot. And then we come to find out the whole picture was doctored. Then they show another shot and a real shot. He actually did get the shot. And then so now we look like fools for saying that. That's how elaborate this is. It's discreditation. It's cognitive dissonance. So you can't tell the truth. So you can never understand or come to a conclusion about the truth. This is a mind control operation. I mean, on so many levels throughout our culture, throughout our world, that's what's going on against us. And that's why I say that. I don't know if he got it or not. I don't know. It certainly looks that way. It certainly looks fishy. There's no question about that. Digital passports for vaccines. There's a couple of them that are in common. Pass is one of them, which is in, I won't say experimental stage. I don't know what the word is, that they are investigating for use in the United States. Foreign countries already just about to push this. UK. I always say Britain. Why did it say UK? It's Britain, I guess. Whatever. UK. You have some countries that are banning the vaccine, that are stopping and slowing the vaccine rollout because of all the people that have been hurt. The list on the vaccine registry, last time I checked, was 40 or 50,000 people have reported, and we know that the rate of reporting is probably 5 to 15% of what actually does occur. I mean, it's hard to tell, but there's no question that it's... I mean, it's probably 90% more. You know, it's probably whatever the number is, the real number is probably 7 to 9 times more. And that's, you know, that's pretty, I think, accepted in the medical world that that's true. So then this was last time I checked, and this has been a little bit. So it was 40,000 plus reports on the VIRS network, the Vaccine Reaction Network, where they report through the national database. Now you got to prove that you have got this to travel, to do what? To restrict? Nobody's calling. And I want to hear your opinion. What would you do in an elevator if somebody, you didn't have a mask on, they said, since you don't have a mask, you cannot get on this elevator. You need to wait for the next one. What would you do if somebody said that? I'll get to my story in a second. What I did. U.S. flew low over Russian base from Norway. They left from Norway and gave a flyover at a Russian base. Why? I have no idea. Why are we poking the bear? Literally, the Russian bear. Why? I have no idea. The Dow sinks, supposedly, over the last few days. The Dow has, you know, lost 900 points one day. It sinks over increased coronavirus cases in America and throughout the world. I mean, these numbers, they don't even mean anything anymore to me. I don't know. Nope. I don't know.
It's all popped up.
We got about 7 minutes or so in this segment. Let me tell my stories. So I'm staying in a condo, and it's got an elevator. It's got, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 floors in this place. There's an elevator. I go to get on the elevator, and the first person is a couple. I think I've told part of this story before, but I'll continue. So they tell me, the lady says, sir, and she was kind asking it. like her manner was polite. The question wasn't polite, in my opinion, but at least she was not aggressive. She says, sir, since you don't have a mask, do you mind waiting for the next elevator? And I was so shocked. This is the first time when Trump was president, no one ever asked me to do this. Never. You know, you think how important images, think how important examples are, things like that, the message that you send, how important it is. Never once out of his ass when Trump was president. Now, because Biden has co-opted, usurped the position, then people feel emboldened to make these requests. There's no other way to put around it. And it's tangible. And it's powerful. And it has moved our culture. I promise you. So she asks, and I'm kind of stunned. Her husband, I guess, senses this because I'm about 3 seconds, 3 milliseconds away from, you know, not having a good confrontation with her. And he said, oh, that's okay, sir. We'll wait for the next one. Go ahead. Okay, good. All right, fine. So I go. This happens while I'm here. This happens a total of about six times that I can remember. Six times, varying different degrees of different types of people that were in there, older, younger, what have you. Go to get on the elevator, the doors open, and somebody stops and says something along the lines of, since you don't have a mask, you need, you know, that's what somebody said very aggressively, you need to wait out there for the next elevator. One person, elderly man, 70, I don't know, probably 72 years old, puts his arm, the elevator opens, immediately puts his arm out. I guess he does this every time somebody wants to get in the elevator. Immediately puts his arm out and says, you need to wait for the next elevator. Very aggressively, since you don't have a mask. Okay, this goes on about 5 or 6 times. Let me tell you what I did, and let me tell you what I learned. What I did was, I said no, every single time. No. And I walked right on the elevator. Now, I grew up with around elderly people, older people than myself, all my life. My grandparents spent a lot of time with them. My great-grandmother lived till she was 96. I am very respectful of old people. I value them. And I know how, you know, kind of they can get, you know, how upsetting these type of things can be for them. I understand all those things. But let me tell you why I did what I did. And I was aggressive because they were aggressive. I wasn't mean or anything. I was just, I'm getting on the elevator. In every one of their statements, they said, since you do not have a mask, and pointed at me very aggressively, some of them. I mean, pretty nasty. Since you don't have a mask, you need to wait for the next elevator. And in that statement, what they're saying is, because I have chosen not to wear a mask, because I have been irresponsible, because I am threatening people, because I am making people scared. That was one thing. You're scaring people. That's what one person said. You're scaring people. Because I am scaring people, because I am whatever, fill in the blank. Then my normal activity needs to be restricted. So me refusing a medical intervention and make a decision for my own personal body is so awful that I need to be restricted in my activity. And I've heard the arguments. I've had these discussions with some of my other relatives, uncles about, well, it's not a big deal. I'm just going to be polite. If they want me to wear a mask, what have you, I'll wear a mask, whatever. No, you do not understand what is going on. The most important interview, God, we've had some unbelievable interviews lately. One of them, I shouldn't even say the most, one of them was David Icke. And he said the most important, he says, what you have to do, for us to continue and us to resist and us to humanity to continue, what you have to do is say no. You have to. I'm not telling you that you know, I don't like to tell you what to do, but I'm going to tell you what to do. You have to say no to these watershed type moments and ideological discussions. And just like Donald Trump, him not wearing a mask, what that meant to the country, you and your circle, you standing up, me standing up, let me tell you what the result was. I saw those people several times, the six or so group of people. One, I was with my wife, one lady, gosh, she shot me the bird. She was yelling, she was F-bombing me like crazy. And I just said, lady, I am healthy. I am healthy. If you want to wait, then you can wait right out here. I am healthy. She's screaming at me. Screaming at me. Here's what I learned from this. I saw many of these people again several times on the elevator. Not once again did they ever ask me not to get on the elevator. A couple times the people just, they just rode the elevator with me. They didn't do anything. A couple times they got off when they saw me. They didn't say anything. They just got off. Fine. That's what you want. You know, this is America. You're free. You want to get off. That's fine. Get off. I don't care. That's what you want to do. And he said, well, you're inconveniencing these elderly people. I don't care. They're destroying America. Their ideal, their demands are destroying this country. Destroying. I cannot say this clear enough. Destroying. And they refused and they could not stand the confrontation again. They would not yield. They would not have another confrontation. They didn't want it. What won out in this situation? I mean, this is a small little thing here. What won out? My conviction was stronger than their conviction. What have I been telling you for years? What have I been telling you for years? You have to say no, and you have to have conviction. God bless you. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cox, Bikers for Trump on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soil. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your amount of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your support over the years and everything at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. With this vaccine issue, cases up, whatever, I highly recommend that you have things at your house because, like I told you about my aunt, her story, you need them before you need them. You have to have these things in your house before you really need them, because when you need them, there's no, I'll wait 3 days for shipping whatever. You need them. And thank you for you're buying a lot of water filters and those kind of things. Very important, especially after in the light of Deborah Tavares's work. Check that out. The best gravity-fed filters. They fit the Berkey. They fit the Aquarain. The best I've seen all my years of preparedness and such is the Duraflow filters. Check that out at thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Don't forget your heart drops either. Our first guest today is Chris Cox. He is the founder and member of Bikers for Trump, bikersfortrump.com. He's also a chainsaw artist. At one time, he doesn't get enough time to do that probably, which totally intrigued me, but we're very excited to have him on. Chris, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Tell us a little bit about how Bikers for Trump came about and what you guys are up to.
So shortly after Donald Trump came down the escalators, we saw the value there when he started saying things like putting America first, and especially when he said radical Islam, and his campaign didn't sink. He had a way of speaking his mind and it resonating. So I did some exploratory in about three different states, and we found out that about 9 out of 10 bikers were for Donald Trump. Every time I'd start a conversation, they were all about Trump. There'd be like 1 out of 10 that liked Ted Cruz. And so we launched the Bikers for Trump, and it wasn't but 90 days or so later, we were growing at such a rapid rate, we were being considered a political phenomenon. And now, from what I understand from the RNC, we're probably the top grassroots organization in regards to having influence in the country. And we grew by just 6,000 members last week, to give you an idea of how, that it hasn't slowed down. And our motto at Bikers for Trump is that we don't slow down, we double down. And this is a good example of it. So right now, with the Democrats and their misguided attempt to impeach Donald Trump for the sole purpose of seeing he couldn't run again, we saw a perfect opportunity to be the counter narrative. So we launched the draft Donald Trump 2024 campaign. So at bikersfortrump.com, It's very easy. You go on there and you sign the petition, and then we're going to be able to show this to Donald Trump when I meet with him in a couple of weeks. That, you know, that nothing, if anything, he has more support than he ever did, because a lot of the Democrats that were misguided are saying, wait a minute, what did I do? They see this clown puppet up there, and he can't even half the time remember where he's at or the name of the members that are supporting some of his initiatives. And it's really just an assault on decency, along with the mainstream media and big tech. They're trying to dismantle all of the advances that Donald Trump made in his efforts to put America first. And, you know, when it comes to the mainstream media, they're not concerned with our opinion. They want their opinions come out of our mouth, and it's just not going to happen.
You said that Bikers for Trump considered maybe the strongest grassroots Republican conservative type group out there. What is it about bikers that have their energy? They seem to always have a can-do, just get her done kind of attitude. What is it that makes you so powerful, do you think?
Well, you know, the bikers are citizen crusaders from all walks of life. The backbone of the biker community is the veteran, closely followed by the blue collar. And like Donald Trump, they don't mix their words. They tell you exactly what they're thinking, and they're straightforward. And we like that Donald Trump is straightforward. He's not using sound bites that are going, and speaking around the subject. He tells you exactly what he thinks. And, you know, that's very valuable to us. And making and keeping promises, which we can't remember any politician ever doing. And he works for all Americans, not just the ones that voted for him. He's a fine, he's a decent man. I know him. And the fact that he can slow down to have me in the Oval Office many times, and he's called me on the phone 4 or 5 times. And, you know, I'm just a chainsaw artist from South Carolina. And I don't get home very often. I don't get to carve wood very often since this happened. But a real neat tip for tap. So a buddy of mine, Paul Wito, we carved an eagle for him for his birthday, about 9 foot tall. I delivered it to the White House. And so we've been there many times, but I've never driven through the gate like I lived there. And that was quite an experience. And the president sent me a picture a couple of weeks ago, and it's there in Florida. You can tell because it's beside a pool with a bunch of green bushes beside him. And there's nothing green right now in Washington, D.C., that's for sure. It's a fortress. So we got 20, I'm sorry to jump around. I know we don't have a lot of time. We got 20,000 beds needed on the border. They're saying they're not going to allow the media in to see these rooms because, you know, there's a lot they don't want to see. But yet when Donald Trump had it, they were calling it a concentration camp, and they were blaming him for, you know, a lot of different things. But really, in reality, those were the policies that in the structures that Obama put there. And so the hypocrisy and the double standards are just at an all-time high, and the Democrats, along with mainstream media and big tech, are bathing in that bubble bath. And we've had enough. We see a lot of shenanigans that went on with the election, and we got a lot of questions that we want to ask. You know, the Democrats mitigate this through innuendo, allegation, circumstance. They read things on bathroom walls, and then they start investigations. And so the 75 million people or so that voted for Donald Trump, we've got a lot of things we'd like to have answered in regards to, you know, the people that voted, that were voted from the grave, people that voted from out of state, how more people voted than are actually registered to vote. And we just think it is just uncomprehendable that we can't get any answers for this stuff, and they just want it to go away.
Well, let me interject. I'm glad you went there, because that's where I want to get. And I don't think this is just a Republican-Democrat thing. I think it's an American thing. It seems like both parties let us down here. You're asking very important questions. Can we not just get an answer about some of these inconsistencies? What is your general membership's opinion about how the Republican Party seem to abandon Trump when we needed them most? That's what it seemed like to me. Did you get that same feeling from your group?
Yes. So there's a fraction of the Republican Party that don't like Donald Trump, that want to see him gone. But there's a much bigger group of the Republican Party that see Donald Trump and his policies as the future. And so now we got to start weeding them out. You know, we look at my home state. Tom Rice. He's in Myrtle Beach area, the congressman there. He voted for impeachment. Well, that area is one of the biggest Republican strongholds in the state. So these congressional members, you know, when for every action, there's a reaction. Well, their reaction is self-centered. Instead of thinking about what their constituents want, they're doing and they're following their own wants and wishes, and their true colors are showing. To give you an idea, Nancy Mace was elected to the Lowcountry. Within like 48 hours, she was on liberal hack show on a Sunday stating that Donald Trump had no future in the Republican Party, going on emotions. And then later we find out that Antifa was there, that they breached the Capitol long before Donald Trump was even done speaking. And they forget to mention that he called for a peaceful march, that Donald Trump asked Nancy, he asked for 10,000 troops to be there, the National Guard. They don't like to talk about that. And so they just paint their own narrative. They make up their own facts. And enough is enough. And we're not going to stand for it.
All right. Grandma Jones is sitting at home on her couch listening right now. And what do you tell Grandma Jones when she says, why should I vote again? They already stole it right in front of us. We didn't do anything. I'm tired. I'm done with the political process here. They're obviously screwing us over. I don't even want to get involved. What do you tell her?
Well, we need her to vote more than ever now, because we're uncovering the ways that they are cheating. And so the attorneys that are on our side, they need that data. They need that evidence. They need to be able to show that Grandma Jones voted, along with her grandchildren and her neighbors and everybody that she knows. And so it's more important now that we stand up and push back. We can't become complacent, or we're going to completely lose our country. The Democrats are trying to position to have themselves in power for eternity. They want to see these masks being worn for many years to come. There's an assault on small business. There's an assault on the school system. There's an assault on just about everything across the board, starting with the mainstream media painting their own narrative. They write the stories in their head. They interview people to try to fill the blanks in. And that's why they've got to ask the people the exact same question five different times in a row until they get the answer they want, so they can paint their own picture. And it's really just an assault on all things that this country stands for. Voting is the bedrock of our country, of our foundation, of our, with our forefathers. And if that is not true and present and clear, then, you know, where do we go from here? There's going to be an uprising. You see what's happening right now with the big tech and trying to suppress our voices. You see that Twitter and so forth taking Donald Trump's page down because they don't agree with them. And we've got to push back now more than ever. And we need to come together right now as one. See, the Democrats, no matter how much they hate each other, they stick together. And they stick to those same lies. Where the Republicans, if they get their feelings hurt, they don't want to work with a certain colleague. Or they got a vendetta against them. We've got to come together. The first thing we got to do is weed out this swamp. Push back against those members of Congress and the Senate and these governors that don't see the value of putting America first. It's common sense that we put America first. Right now, America's last, and we're not going to stand for it.
Let me ask you, you know, your group is high, I don't know what the percentage is, it's high percentage of veterans. The veterans who have sworn an oath to the Constitution. Obviously, we've seen the Constitution be trampled on in many different regards here. What is the general discussion among your members? You know, when you bring up things, you mentioned an uprising, you mentioned, I'm not trying to start a riot here, that's not what I'm trying to do. Do they, as veterans, see that this is a coup that has happened in our country? Are they just upset? What is their mood when, you know, when you're sitting around your bikes at night and just hanging out, where does the discussion go on this?
They just don't believe for one second that this was a fair election. They believe it was stolen, and we want some answers. You know, you look at all the investigations against the president, from impeachment to collusion and so forth and so on. Well, we've got some hardcore evidence here. You look at the state attorney generals, and we used to use their numbers, the people that voted that weren't registered, how more people voted than were registered, how people voted from out of state, how people voted more than once, how people were receiving ballots in their mailbox for people that didn't even live there and never did live there. And
why couldn't we get answers to this? Chris, I mean, this is like 101 to me. This is so in your face. Why would not any judge look at this? Why could we not get some simple answers to these very important, simple, in your face questions?
Well, and that remains to be seen, but we're not going to rest until we get those answers. But you see, we've got a lot of different things on our plate right now. So we've got to pick and choose which ones we chase. Bikers for Trump, we're grassroots. We realize that. We stay in our lane, and we bring attention to these things. So moving forward for these midterms, we're going to be there ringing the bell from every church, from every state house. And these people that are sitting up in these members are in an ivory tower looking down on their constituents like they're somebody special. They forget who put them there. And we're going to remind everybody what they did, what they said, and how they turned against the president. You know, I brought up Nancy Mace. I brought up Rice just in my state. Now, look at Nikki Haley. Made those disparaging comments about the president to Politico, which she had no business interviewing with. And now, look, she's changed her tune after after CPAC, because she sees the traction of Donald Trump and her efforts to reach a higher office. She's had to change. So, there's double standards there. We want someone more like Donald Trump that when he speaks, you know exactly where he stands, and he stands by that. He doesn't flip-flop. He's out there, and he's got an assault on him on all angles. And quite frankly, I don't understand why the man would want to run again because of just all the pushback that he got. But that guy, he enjoys the challenge, and he loves our country. He loved law enforcement. He loved the first responders. He loved our servicemen and women, active duty, and the veterans. And so we got an opportunity here. We've got a true cut leader. You know, we didn't elect a politician with Donald Trump. We elected a businessman with the work ethics of a farmer, and we want him back bad.
Have you? Yeah, I think most of America does. Actually, have you talked to Trump since the election?
No, but I was waiting until all that impeachment BS was done, and I've got a meeting with them here in the next couple of weeks where I'll sit down with them and we'll discuss the direction of Bikers for Trump's going, and we'll discuss some of these candidates that were coming up. You know, one of the biggest things, when people talk about cleaning the swamp, to me, to the Bikers for Trump, the biggest problem and the reason we can't get rid of them is because of special interest groups. You know, we got groups like, Prosperity for America and Club for Growth Action. Those guys are getting behind candidates. Just yesterday or 2 days ago, they got behind Mendel in Ohio. Well, you know, Donald Trump just said he's going to come out with the list of people that we need to get behind, and they're jumping ahead of them. Now, those groups have close ties to the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are calling those strings. You can find articles in the last year or two where the Koch brothers are endorsing Democrats and Republicans. They want the one world order. And so when we get the establishment like that influencing congressional and Senate races from Washington, D.C., then it dilutes the message because of the big money from the other candidates and their messaging it. So if we could get rid of that special interest money until after a primary, because we need it after the primary, but let the people in these districts decide who's going to lead them and who's going to get in there and who can be trusted the most to do the will of the people instead of the will of themselves and their efforts to reach higher office. You never see these congressmen. They're going from one office to the next, and they want to be a senator or a governor. And when they get there, they may want to be president. You know, be happy where you are and serve the people that put you there and serve them righteously and not selfishly. And it's really sad what's happening right now. But like I said, we don't slow down. We double down, and we're going to be bringing all this up. And we got our hands in a lot of things right now.
I love your attitude. It's contagious. It's infectious. Your visibility, the energy you're able to come together. I love it. I commend you. I'm so glad that you're on. We got about, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes left. Let me ask you some, quick questions here. You just mentioned one world order. What does that mean to you? And do most of your members see that also? Are they looking at the political landscape and say, well, this is a great reset. They're just trying to bring America down and bring us into this one world situation where we give our sovereignty to a foreign power. Do they feel that same way? What does it mean to you? And does the rest of your membership feel the same way?
Yeah, to some degree. But, the bikers are very, these guys, they're not conspiracy theorists. They need hard evidence. They need fact. And the fact of the matter is we keep seeing evidence of it. And just polluting these races with money to influence for the sole purpose of keeping power and then have new members that fall in line. We need outspoken members. You look at Jordan, you look at Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz came out and said he's not taking money from special interest groups. But, and most of these candidates, they'll take money from anybody they can get it from, not realizing their strings attached. So to give you an idea, say that these two political action committees, that they endorse 50, 60 candidates. Well, if 20 of them win, now the Koch brothers and these special interest groups, they're calling policy shots across the country. There's a lot of power there, and they're buying it. And these politicians, the candidates that turn politician, they're indebted to them. And so they have to react. So when it comes to, like, Nancy Mace making those comments about Donald Trump, was that her opinion, or was that the opinion of the people that gave her millions of dollars that she had to pay back? And so
great
we
question.
Need to get rid of this money, because it's just it's polluting our system, and it's making a perpetual swamp. And they handpick these candidates because they know they're going to fall in line, that they're not going to push back against the ones that have been there forever calling the shots. You know, I mean, McCarthy, we all seem to like McCarthy. He himself takes money from the Koch brothers. It's in his FEC reporting. You know, it's not hard to find.
Well, he wasn't there. McCarthy wasn't there. It didn't seem to be when Trump needed him. He wasn't there, seems to me.
Yeah, but he changed his tune real quick. So to give you an idea, the last political cycle, McCarthy endorsed more congressional candidates than he ever had. And did he do it because he wanted to see the right members in there? Or did he do it because if we had won the House, he wanted to be Speaker of the House? So by endorsing them, they would owe him a favor. It's all about favors and backroom deals. And, you know, I think there's potential. I think McCarthy could probably do a good job if he wanted, but he's stuck in that same old routine that the politicians before him have been stuck in. And we got to wake these guys up and say, make a stand for America. Forget about where you land. You know, be a good member of Congress to your district. Stop worrying about telling all the other congressional members where they want, where they stand and how they should think. Let people think freely and let them act on their instincts. Don't influence them with your money. And it's just, you know, it's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle,
right?
Yes. Yeah. We're talking to Chris Cox, founder of Bikers for Trump. Very inspiring. Bikersfortrump.com. Let me change subjects just slightly, kind of. Let me ask you your feeling or your group's feeling about these mask mandates, these businesses being shuttered. Now they're talking about mandatory vaccines, you know, forcing people to get vaccines or they can't go to the grocery store. I mean, that's even been thrown out there. Your feelings about any of those things?
You know, you look at these states that don't have them. I'm in Florida right now. I don't have to wear a mask anywhere. I was in Georgia campaigning for Lefner and Perdue. I didn't have to wear a mask there. You look at South Dakota. Are their numbers any different from the numbers of these states that have mandatory shutdowns and that are not, you know, they're pushing this mask? No. Now, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, they had 6 states that wanted to get rid of the mask. Now they're up to like 16 or 17 states. And the people are waking up. They realize that we go back to that plague and the early 1900s, and they showed you can't shut the nation down. You got more people killing themselves over suicide and getting into drugs because they can't cope with the pressure, and they're losing their fortune. They're losing their small businesses, and it's wrong, and it's the Democrats' efforts to put a stranglehold on you and to control every move you make. So it may have started off as a pandemic, but it didn't take long until they turned it into a plandemic. And without that plandemic, we would never have had all this mail-in voting. And to us, that was the reason they were able to cheat so much. You look in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, how all those votes came in at 3:02 in the morning. You notice how they didn't want any Republicans or anybody from our side watching them count them. Why wouldn't they want them to watch? Why would they not want somebody watching if they didn't have anything to hide? Why would they not want investigations and try to suppress all the information if they didn't have anything to hide? They should be the ones out saying, sure, look at this. Look at this. This is by the book. And then they could get rid of all of these insecurities that Americans have about this election. But instead, they do the opposite. And that's why we're fairly certain there was big problems in this election. And not only in, the mostly swing states. And,
are you disappointed by America's reaction a little bit?
Well, certainly am. And, you know, people have got short attention spans. They become complacent. And, they're hypnotized by the mainstream media. They got to stop watching them. They got to start listening to more shows like yours. They got to start reading more. They got to start doing their own investigation. You know, I use the example, you may have heard it, So put $500 in the mail and mail it to yourself. How confident are you that it would come to you? Cash. Now, your vote is worth a lot more than $500. Are you going to mail your vote in and to think that it's ever going to be counted? So, you know, the Democrats required IDs to get into the Democrat National Convention there in Milwaukee. You need an ID to rent to check out a library book. Why would you not need an ID to vote? Which, again, the bedrock of our democracy, our republic, and because they want socialism. And I think we all know socialism is the Venus flytrap for any republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If those things mean anything to you and your listeners, then it's time to stand up and to speak out and to be informed and to be Ooh. Vigilant and to not take and not to be the have the herd mentality and follow these people.
We're talking to Chris Cox, bikersfortrump.com. Just so infectious, just so inspiring, being around people like this and what he's been able to accomplish. Last question I have for you. We got about a minute or so. What kind of bike do you have?
I had a Harley Davidson, a Screaming Eagle, a Street Glide, and, it's not the prettiest bike on the road, but it's one of the fastest, and I enjoy it. You know, as an artist, I never walk into a motorcycle show and I fantasize about the bike on the lot. I'm just grateful for the one I got, like most patriots who are grateful for the truck they have, for the house they have, for their family, for their job. We're not out there with a real long wish list. The one thing at the top of our wish list right now is a clear-cut, fair election to have Ooh. Leaders that were put there by the people and for the people.
Chris, it's a pleasure to meet you. Is this your phone number? Is this a cell phone? This 843 number
yes,
I got of you? I'll text you.
Yes, sir.
I really enjoyed meeting you. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. I look forward to talking to you guys again. You have a
great
day. God
bless you. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More on the other side. I'm going to try to get Tristan out here.
Thanks. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.